Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to find time in your schedule to join me as we continue on in a message I began a few days ago. I've entitled it, A New Commandment. And these were the words that Jesus spoke as recorded in the Gospel of John, that we were to love one another as He loves us. And that's quite a challenge. And what I have been doing, sharing in the course of these several days, is that Jesus was very God and very man. As God, He loved with a perfect love. But as man, He also loved as a perfect man. And we've been looking on the level of the body, soul, and spirit, how He loved. His body was a living sacrifice. He laid down His body, laid down His life for us. Greater love hath no man. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him. And in His soul, He was at perfect peace with the Father. He had a perfect relationship. He didn't suffer from the things that we suffer. And as a result, God is desiring that we should be totally healed in our souls. He wants us to be in health. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And then now, let's look at the Spirit. We need to be committed to truth. With our entire being, we need to worship God and not only declare Him as Savior, but as Lord. Now, what is the Spirit? The Spirit is an animating or vital principle held to give life to physical organisms. Now, that's kind of a technical definition. It's the immaterial, intelligent, or sentient part of an individual. It's the heart of man. The Bible refers to that as the heart of man. And Jesus is all about truth. He is all truth. In fact, if I asked you the question, why did Jesus come into the world? What would you answer? Well, some might say, well, he came to save mankind. Well, that's true, but He gave His own reason. He gave a definition or an explanation specifically why He came into the world, and it's recorded in John, the 18th chapter, verse 37. Jesus is before Pilate. Pilate therefore said unto Him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Praise God. Those are the good seed that God has in His harvest field. Praise God. So His meat was to do the will of the Father. And we are counseled to speak the truth in love. Sometimes that involves correction, exhortation. We can do it. We have to do it in the spirit of love. And that's how we grow. That's how we, working together in the household of faith, if we can truly do that, preferring one another and being willing to encourage and uplift and support one another, God is well pleased with that. And that's how we grow personally as well as corporately as the body of Christ, fitly framed together. Now, let me take a moment to go to Ephesians the fourth chapter, verses 14 and 15, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, if we'll do that, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love, to build one another up. And so, beloved, this is so important. That's why we need to grow up into him in all things, and that speaks of maturity and perfection in every area. You know, our definition of love will be, well, if you love someone, you want to make them happy. Well, there's certainly some truth to that on a natural level, but how many of you have found that it's not necessarily God's definition? God's love, which is perfect love, will give us what we need. And sometimes there's chastisement, sometimes there's lessons we need to learn so that we can progress to his ultimate aim, which is to prepare us for heaven. And the only way we're going to be happy in heaven is if we are conformed to the image of Jesus. In fact, that's the only way we're going to get in. And praise God, don't be discouraged, because he who began a work in you, he's faithful to complete it. Isn't that good news? And so we have to understand, with our spirit, total commitment to God. Remember when Peter spoke to the Lord in Matthew the 16th and 22nd verse, he was saying, Lord, when Jesus was talking about going to Calvary, he said, far be it from you, Lord. And Jesus replied, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Jesus was totally, with his entire spirit, committed to loving and serving his Father, as well as the people, his brethren, as well as the multitudes. He poured out his life for us. So what is the ultimate goal for us, beloved? As well, it's expressed in Colossians 2nd chapter, verse 10. And we are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now, in the book of Matthew, there's a record of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. And he was tempted in every area, body, soul, and spirit. And with his body, he had been on a 40-day fast. Jesus was perfectly in control. He was subdued. He was temperate. And when the devil came against him to challenge him to turn those stones into bread, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And in the area of his soul, let me just read that. Verse 6, he saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee, and in their hands bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse 16, the word says, you shall not tempt the Lord your God as ye tempted him at Massah. And then in Exodus, the 17th chapter, verse 7, they said, is the Lord among us or not? They were tempting him. And we see that Jesus was so perfectly conformed to the Lord. He was so perfect in terms of his soul, his will, his emotions. He reflected a relationship with God. And because of that, we need to understand His ways and how he was able to channel God's beautiful love to those in need. And then we see, you know, Israel, well, They limited him with unbelief and the refusal to accept with their heart and with their feelings in the emotional realm of God's love, God's care and provision for them. And with Jesus, he was neither presumptuous, he wasn't arrogant, and he didn't challenge God's wisdom or working. Sometimes we do that. So whether we're like Israel, who doubted God, or in the area of presumption, either extreme is a magnifying of the soul or the self of man. And beloved, we need to have the right perspective. We cannot doubt the Lord. We cannot presume on his grace. There's only two spirits in the world, God or Satan. There's Christ or various antichrists. The devil was a liar from the beginning. God and Jesus are the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is defined as the Spirit of truth. And in Psalm 131 and 2, the word declares, David said, "Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child." Now, what does that mean? A child who's been weaned is going on to solid food. He's no longer nursing. But a child does not especially want to make that transition. His self, his will, his very nature opposes that, doesn't want that. But beloved, that's why David said he learned those lessons. He said, "My soul is as a weaned child." And beloved, that's our high calling, that our soul and our spirit are so conformed, and our bodies as a living sacrifice, to be able to serve and love God with all of our being, body, soul, and spirit. And doing so, we will be able to fulfill that great commandment, to that new commandment that he gave us, to love one another as he has loved us. Praise God. Well, I pray that, as we meditate on this, this is really some meat to chew on, and I'm going to continue to do that, and I pray that you also will do the same. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. In a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.